Sereno was hosting a showcase for the galaxy, an opportunity for the planets of the Outer Rim to demonstrate what they could bring to the ever-growing Republic. Merchants and traders flocked here to wander the pavilions and gawp at demonstrations. There were shipmakers and weaponsmiths, droid manufacturers and agrofarmers.
And Jedi?
The Council had debated the wisdom of sending initiates to such an event, but it had been argued that the celebration was too good an opportunity to miss. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the young Jedi in training to observe the galaxy they had pledged their life to protect. What better way could there be for young Jedi in waiting to understand the galaxy they would serve, but to see it with their own over-eager eyes?
Dooku! Dooku, can you believe this? Look at it all, there are so many people!
Too many.
You need to relax. Enjoy yourself, it's a festival.
I am enjoying myself.
Then you should tell your face.
It's safe to say that I was a difficult person to know. I struggled to make friends in the early days of my training. On arrival at the temple, initiates are sorted into clans, an arbitrary grouping in many ways, but one that is supposed to foster an atmosphere of trust and kinship. Not so for me. I had no need of camaraderie, even then. I was there to train, to be the very best I could be. While my clanmates huddled together after lessons, swapping tales of the Nameless, or whatever phantasmagoria had seized their overactive imaginations, I could be found ensuring my tunic was sharply pressed and boots polished. I had masters to impress, after all. Only one boy saw through my bluster, an initiate as likely to cause trouble as I was expected to excel. And perhaps I needed someone to burst my bubble. Perhaps I just needed a companion. But whatever the reason, we became inseparable.
Sifo Dyas, remember where we are. People are staring.
So, it's a celebration. We're supposed to be enjoying ourselves.
No, we're supposed to be representing the Jedi. What would Master Yoda say if he saw you prancing about like a Flobitian dancer?
But he's not going to see, is he? He's too busy being wise and inscrutable and...
My heart sunk as Sifo Dyas wheeled around, knocking into the very Jedi Master he was mocking.
Master Yoda, I'm so sorry.
You idiot!
Look where you are going, you should, young Sifo Dyas.
As if they'd been waiting for disaster to strike, the other Masters appeared from the crowd, rushing to their Grand Master's aid. There was Terris Anube, the beak-nosed Kosian who, like Yoda himself, seemed to have been born ancient and wizened.
Master Yoda, are you all right?
And then there was Eula Braylon, a seeker who had brought many of the Order's new recruits to the temple doors.
Who did this? Show yourself.
It was me, Master Braylon. I just got so excited with all the lights and the sounds and...
And this is why dragging initiates halfway across the galaxy was a mistake.
No harm was done. An accident it was.
Sifo Dyas really is sorry.
Learn the lesson, young Sifo Dyas has. Do it again, he will not.
No. I promise, I'll look where I'm going.
As all of us must. Yes, everyone.
Not all the Masters were as quick to forgive. Braylon fixed us with a suspicious glare, as if convinced we would blunder into trouble the moment her back was turned. Her instincts were to be applauded.
Now don't go wandering off. The lightsaber demonstration takes place in less than an hour. Do you understand? Remember why we are here.
To demonstrate the discipline and composure of the Jedi.
See? They were listening, Braylon. Well done, Dooku.
Thank you, Master Sanube.
We waited, solemnly, as the Masters headed back to the stage where the demonstration would be given. It was only when they were out of sight that I punched Sifo Dyas sharply in the arm.
Ow! What was that for?
What do you think? Knocking Master Yoda over? You're lucky they didn't ship us back to Coruscant.
I thought that's what you wanted. Come on, do.
Oh, don't call me that.
Why not? It's your name.
No, it's not.
Do, do, Dooku.
Shut up.
Do, do, do.
You're an idiot.
and your home. This is Sereno, Dooku. How many initiates get to visit where they were born?
What was that, Sifo-Dyas? This is where His Eminence comes from?
Oh, nice work, Sai.
Oh, if I could have willed it, I would have urged the ground to swallow me up there and then. From the day we met, Arath Tarix had been determined to make my life misery. He seemed to take offense at everything I did. The way I walked, the way I talked, and most importantly, the way I outshone his pitiful attempts to succeed in each and every one of our classes together. Jedi are trained to suppress our emotions, but even then, Arath. He was jealous of me, and for good reason.
Leave us alone, Arath. We weren't talking to you.
Is this really your home, Dooku?
No. My home is the temple, just like you.
More's the pity.
What was that?
Nothing, Arath. Nothing at all. What's the matter anyway? Don't you like it here?
Are you kidding? It's a dump. Who would have thought that for all his airs and graces, little Lord Dooku comes from a shab hole like this?
I'm warning you, Arath.
What? What are you going to do, Dooku? Run off to Braylon like last time?
I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Discipline and composure, remember? Discipline and composure.
Good luck with that. See you at the demonstration, Your Highness.
One day, I'm going to wipe the smirk off his stupid face.
And what good would that do?
It would put him in his place.
Which is exactly the kind of talk that adds coaxium to his engines. Look, I know you're better than him. He knows you're better than him. Even the Duraslugs back home know you're better than him. But there's no need to rub his face in it.
What about rubbing his face in that dewback paddock over there?
Okay, that I would like to see. But if you do, Braylon will make sure we spend the rest of the celebration holed up on the Ataraxia. Come on, Dew. When do we ever get out of the temple, let alone off Coruscant? Let's forget Arath and explore while we have the chance, yeah?
I reluctantly agreed, allowing Sifo-Dyas to drag me further into the crowd, unaware that not far away, nobility was gracing the festivities.
People of the galaxy, welcome to Camarania. Here, you will discover all the Outer Rim has to offer. Innovation, exploration, a brave frontier awaits. Worlds of opportunity and adventure. All accessible by safe and reliable hyper routes.
Safe and reliable hyper routes. What a load of Sith spit.
Cora, please, the children.
Oh, what about them? I can't believe the Assembly talked me into this. It's an insult, that's what it is, a damned insult.
Actually, Count Gora, the celebration is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for Sereno.
Anya, kindly remind your protocol droid not to lecture me unless she wants to be smelted down with the next batch of Malvern's Azercium.
D4, maybe it would be better if you buttoned your vocabulator.
But, Countess Anya, I sought only to remind His Grace that...
I can still hear it talking.
Please, D4, the last thing we need is for him to go into another rage. Perhaps you could look after the children?
The children? Countess, I'm programmed for diplomacy and etiquette.
And therefore the perfect babysitter for Ramil and Jensa.
Mother, I'm not a baby.
That's a matter of opinion.
Oh, shove it up your recharge coupling.
Countess, did you hear what he said?
Yes, yes, Ramil. There's no need to be rude. You're not your father.
Yeah? What was that?
Nothing, darling. I was just talking to the children.
Can't we just look around, Mother?
Not by yourself, Jensa. You know that.
But
nothing. D4 will stay with you.
This is so humiliating.
You could always come to the Assembly and hear your father's speech.
Actually, D4 will make fine company. Won't she, Ramil?
I suppose. Come on then, Bolthead. Let's look around.
But I must protest. My duty
is to look after the children. Have fun.
Countess? Countess, really? This is too much. I have half a mind to... Oh, where are they? Where have they got to? Lady Jensa? Master Ramil? Come back here.
What do you want to see first, Ramil? I hear there are Jedi here.
Why would anyone want to see those freaks?
Don't call them that.
Father does.
Father does a lot of things. Come on.
No, no. Wait for me, you pampered. Oh, what have I done to deserve this?
At the Jedi stage, we stood watching Yoda, Zenube, and Braylon demonstrating basic lightsaber stances. Plasma humming as they moved in perfect synchronization, eyes closed and minds calm. All around, the crowd gawped. The Masters just another spectacle to experience among the noise of the revelry. But for one young observer, the demonstration would be a life-changing moment.
There they are! Wow, just look at them!
Yes, yes, very good. Shall we find your parents now?
Is that it? Aren't they supposed to be fighting or something?
No, the energy blades are purely ceremonial.
It helps them meditate.
How do you know?
I saw a documentary on the HoloNet. The swords are called lightsabers.
They look stupid.
They look dangerous. They'll have someone's arm off in a minute.
Yes, hoping. At least that'll be more interesting. Look at that one. He looks like a slime gnome.
Shush! He'll hear you.
I'm not surprised with ears like that. Oh, come on, Jen. This is so boring. Let's find the Nowroni Pavilion. Father says the Selenites are demonstrating their new security droids.
You go. I want to look around.
Yeah, like Bolthead will let us split up.
Bolthead certainly will not.
See?
What's the matter, Emil? Scared of a protocol droid?
Oh, of course not.
Prove it.
Well, okay. Watch this.
What are they?
Thunderburst caps.
Mother said you weren't supposed to have them anymore. Not since the Frosttide Ball.
Oh, what's the matter, Jenza? Scared?
Oh, shut up.
Get ready to run. One.
Two.
Three!
Catch you later, Ram!
Wait! Where are you going?
On the other side of the stage, the disturbance caused much excitement among the initiates.
What's going on?
Just local kids setting off fireworks.
Do, are you okay?
That girl.
What girl?
She was just there, by the droid.
You found yourself a girlfriend, Your Majesty?
Shut up, Arath.
He looks pretty keen to me.
What? Do? Dooku, where have you gone?
Take a leap of faith. Hero G diving.
Fire in gallery.
Why not have a go?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Dooku! Dooku, wait up. Where are you going? Zai, go back.
And let you have all the fun. What's got into you?
That girl. I sensed something.
Huh. I don't believe it. Arath was right.
No, not like that. It was like I knew her somehow.
How? You were only a baby when Yoda came for you.
I know. I can't explain it. There she is.
Dude, this is crazy. You can't just run off. If the Masters catch you...
You go back. I'll be all right.
No, no you won't.
Test your strength against the tractor beam. Only 3 credits. What about you, little lady? Feeling strong today, are we?
No, thank you.
Go on, have a go. You never know.
Really, it's fine, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to walk into you. I really am sorry. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Ramil? Ramil, are you there?
What do you want?
Where are you?
Heading towards the droid pavilion. Why?
I thought I might come with you after all. Can you wait for me?
I knew you'd get scared on your own. Perhaps you should ask the Jedi for protection.
Don't be such a smogwart.
Where are you?
I don't know. There are games and... Ugh! So many people!
Okay, wait there. But you'll owe me, do you hear?
Yes, I... Ugh! Hey!
What is it? Jenza?
Someone stole my purse!
What? Who?
A scraggy little hoopaloo. I can see it. Excuse me. Let me through.
Jensen, no. Don't go after it. It could be dangerous. Jen!
Oh, no! Ramil? Ramil, can you hear me? Oh, no! Mother's going to kill me!